This is Miocin Kelly. The teachings you are about to receive have been freely offered. If you would like to make a donation to support their continuation, visit us at dharmaseed.org.
Evam me sutam ekam samaram bhagava.
I'd like to start by just taking a few deep breaths, relaxing the body. And allowing the breath to become natural without trying to force it or control it. Feel that sense of breath as being one's connection to life and connection to the universe. Let your mind settle on the experience of this breath. Very gently, see if you can move the breath from wherever you're accustomed to watching it, right to the heart center, which is in the center of the chest. The same rhythmic pulsation, that movement, which is our connection to life. As you focus your attention on this area, see if you can formulate the things that you wish the very most for yourself, not just for this evening or tomorrow or the rest of this retreat, but your deepest aspirations, the things you wish the most for yourself. Formulate these wishes into phrases and gently begin to repeat them over and over, along with this awareness, the breath in and out of the heart center. Have your mind settle on one phrase at a time. You don't need to rush through it. It's as though you're cherishing it. You're holding something very precious. You don't want to hold it too tight because it will damage it. You don't want to hold it negligently because you'll lose it. Just one phrase at a time, very fully. May I be free from danger. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I have ease of well-being. Whatever it is that you wish most deeply, generating a feeling of loving care and acceptance towards yourself. Remembering what the Buddha said, that you can search the entire universe for someone more deserving of your love and affection than yourself, and that this person is not to be found anywhere. Generating kindness and care and warmth towards yourself. Keeping your mind focused on the repetition of the phrases and on the breathing in and out of the heart center. Think of somebody that you feel a lot of gratitude towards, someone who's helped you a lot in some way. Direct the feeling of love and care towards them, wishing for them just what you've wished for yourself. Just as I want to be free from danger, so may you be free from danger. May you have mental happiness. May you have physical happiness. May you have ease of well-being. Seeing the identity of our wish to be happy, not to be suffering. It's like you're making an offering or you're giving a gift. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And a good friend, someone that you love, you care about, wishing for them just what you've wished for yourself, for the benefactor. And then a neutral person, if there is someone, perhaps someone here that you don't have a judgment about, for or against, or someone from your life you don't have a particularly strong feeling about, liking or disliking. Seeing once again the identity of our wishes for happiness, the end of suffering. Wishing for them just what you've wished for yourself. And someone you have difficulty with, somebody who's angry at you, somebody that you feel anger towards, somebody you might be afraid of, somebody with whom you have conflict, tension. If there's such a person, you can direct this feeling of loving kindness towards them. And if not, and just stay with a neutral person. Recognizing that these people we have difficulty with also play a very important role in our lives. To wish for them just what we have wished for ourselves, regardless of their behavior or their actions, just by virtue of the fact that they're alive, that they also want to be happy. Generating this feeling of loving kindness towards them, very gently repeating the phrases, breathing in and out of the heart center. Don't allow your mind to dwell on the things that they've done that might have hurt you or harmed you. See if you can find even one good quality. And if you can't, and to recollect that universal wish to be happy, to be free of suffering. Generate the feeling of loving kindness towards everyone sitting in this room. Maybe people here that you like and those whom you don't like, those that you know and those that you don't know. Underlying all of that, there is clearly a tremendous sharing and commonality. From that very deep place of connection, seeing the identity of one's own wishes and those of others, can make this offering. Direct the phrases towards all these people, all these beings. Maybe people here you felt a lot of anger towards. or conflict with. People that you feel indifferent towards, those whom you like a lot. See if you can cut through these distinctions. It's like that one breath that we all take together. Just as I want to be free from danger, so may you be free from danger. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be liberated. Expanding that feeling further and further outward through the building, the town, the state, country. Planet. The world system. Those beings near and far, known to us and unknown to us, visible and invisible, those whom we like, those whom we don't like, those being born, those dying, beings who are happy, those who are suffering, those who are causing suffering, those who have wisdom, all beings. May they be happy. May they be free from danger. May they be liberated. living beings, all creatures, all those in existence. May they be free from danger. May they have love and understanding. May they be happy. May those who are acting unwisely learn to end their suffering. May those who are happy be able to rejoice with it. May those who are suffering not be alone. All beings. All those who draw breath, no matter who they are, what their situation, may they come to have happiness, may they have peace, may they be liberated. Just as I want to be happy, so may all beings be happy. beings in all directions, near and far, known and unknown. Every being in existence, may they be happy. Be peaceful. Come to the end of suffering.